right. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
It's been a really busy morning here at the shop. Rick Harrison's here because he wants me to check out an old 1957 Chevy that he bought from the Pickers. Rick wants it restored because he's going to give it to his father for his 70th birthday gift. So naturally, he's looking to me to transform another piece of crap that he may have spent too much money on into an American classic. Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
We noticed when we pulled up, there was a bunch of stuff over there. Can we take a look around?
Absolutely, go check it out.
All right. We'll spend some money with you.
Right. Sounds good.
All right, man.
All right, so what do you think?
This is going to be so much work. There is not one piece on this that will not have to come off. I mean, this car has potential, but that's all it's got. That's it. Whenever I do a job for Rick Harrison, it's always a challenge. But this car, it's really not going to be just a restoration. It's going to be a complete, top-to-bottom, frame-off, classic car rebuild. It is a lot of work, but I could see this thing being one badass hot rod.
A 1957 Chevy 150 is the car my dad thought was cool in 1957 when he was 16 years old. And that's the car I want to get him.
Let's just make sure it's black, because the old man loves everything black.
Right.
So what's first?
My vision of this black beauty, I'd start with inside here. Of course, a new radiator.
I'm thinking just a brand new motor in the thing.
Yeah. Brand new LS motor, fuel injected. And then the interior, I could really see just stock, like black with the white piping and everything. And of course, all the glass needs redone, all the trim, just like the old man would remember it.
I want to do it up with a modern motor, modern brakes, but I want it to look 1957 all the way.
So how much do you think it's going to cost?
Well, I mean, you're looking $70,000?
How long?
I see 6 months, and that's if I rush, and this is the only project I have.
You got three.
Oh, man.
You got to get it done in 3 months. That's when his birthday is.
I'm going to have every single one of my guys.
That's fine with me. I just need it done in 3 months, whatever you got to do.
Sure it is.
I mean, that's when I need it.
You cut my time in half. In half.
I know it's short notice. I just need to know, can you get it done or not?
I think I can get it done. I just couldn't look Rick in the face and tell him no. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to have to figure out a way to get this thing done.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right.
I'll be talking to you.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
Once this car's been all restored, new motor, new paint, new everything, my dad is going to flip. I think his heart is actually going to start beating.
I mean, he's got some stuff he's got out here, all these Coke machines, cigarette machines. Frankie and I got to drive a lot of miles to come across this much stuff. Man, this guy's got the load, dude. There's some old Model 39s. It's kind of cool.
This looks like a lot of room in the van, though, right now.
Look at that candy machine. That's pretty cool.
I think these are all parts.
Yeah, parts to him, but to us, rusty gold. All right, let's go talk to him.
All right.
Hey, starting on it, huh?
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what.
We're looking through your boneyard.
Yeah? We thought we rocked the rust.
You're rocking the rust.
There's some really cool stuff, but everything is in really rough condition.
And there's just nothing out here that's worth the space in the van. But you know, if Rick wanted to hook us up with something, maybe as a little thank you for the big restoration job that we got him, we probably could find room.
You ought to kick us one of those boneyard Coke machines for bringing you the big resto, man.
Big resto, you know how much work this is? You need to
get it. I know, work means money.
I don't think it's worth a Coke machine.
No? No Coke machine?
No.
Well, we got some stuff in the van, you know. I mean, if you want to take a look.
Oh, I'd love to look at your stuff.
Check it out. All
right, check it.
I get pickers in here all the time, and it's always worth it to see what they have.
The thing is with our stuff, too, it's just like you like it's farm.
Just like what we look at.
Farm fresh.
A sign in there, it's gin sign.
Shop sign.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It was a neon.
Oh, this is cool. Yeah,
Isn't it cool?
I want to see this. Yeah, let's get this out.
In that?
Yeah. Hey, Tyler.
I got it.
Hey, man.
You got it?
What's up?
All right, ready? Come on out. All right.
We're out.
Yeah, baby.
Isn't it cool, though?
That is cool.
Listen to this, this story. We got this in a small town in Arizona.
Okay.
And the guy said that this was the coffee shop that John Wayne went to every day.
Really?
When he was in that area.
In Arizona.
In Arizona.
This sign is awesome. Back in the day, everyone loved neon. This thing screams small town Americana. If I can get it from these guys for the right price, I can probably make a few bucks on it.
All right, Rick, this is talking to you. You know what it's saying?
No, what's it saying, Mike?
It's saying a grand.
You know, I saw how you guys worked Rick. I saw how you did that, you know? $1,000 for a piece like this is a great deal. But I'm in it to make money, too. So the lower I can get it for, the more profit I'm going to make.
All right. I don't want you to feel like the other Rick. I want you to feel like you got a good deal.
Yeah.
Give me $900. I mean, because I know what you can make this thing look like.
How about $650?
You're not promenaded by two yet, but you're starting to dance.
Yeah. All right, Rick, I'm going to throw you my bottom basement number. I don't want to do the Macarena anymore.
Okay.
I'm ready to rock.
All right.
I do $800.
And that's delivered and unloaded.
I mean, I love it. I do. It's a beautiful sign. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to take it.
All right, man. Thanks.
Awesome.
Right, man. I like Vegas.
Thanks a lot for coming by. Come on in. We'll get you some dough.
Get some cash, Frankie.
That's good.
I'm psyched I was able to make a deal on this sign. It's going to be a great restoration. But right now, I can't even think about what we're going to do to it until we figure out how we're going to tackle this Chevy. We're going to tear this thing totally down. Every piece off, and we're on a huge deadline.
So how much time do we have?
This whole project has to be done in 3 months.
The whole car?
Whole car. So let's get to work. This 57 Chevy project is the biggest one I've ever taken on. To get this thing finished in 3 months, I'm gonna need every single one of my guys, and we need to get started now.
That one's rusted out. Holy
Be careful.
How come I'm
We only got 3 months?
Hey,
for every dent you put in there?
Hey, how come I'm the only one getting yelled at?
It's a nice interior, huh?
Hell no.
What the f***?
I forced my entire crew to drop everything they were working on to tear down the Chevy. We got so many projects going on here today, we didn't get work done on any of them because of this car.
God, this is gonna be a lot of work.
Bottom line, I'm gonna need some help.
It's Rick Dale. I got a serious dilemma here. It's Rick Dale. I got a serious dilemma here.
Earlier, Rick Harrison dropped off a beat-up 1957 Chevy that he wants us to put into better than new condition. And we only got 3 months to do it. So I had to call one of the best car guys in Vegas. Because if I don't get help on this, it could literally shut down my shop.
I need to know if you guys are capable of working on part of this with me. I mean, it's very, very rough. All right, thank you very much. I'll see you in a bit. All right.
Tyler, get the trailer.
That way. That way.
Your left or my right?
This way. What are you doing? Straight. You're good. Good.
We drop it, it's all over. If I don't get help on this project, there's no way I'm gonna hit the deadline. And on top of that, my guys can't let other jobs pile up. It will ruin our reputation. Awesome job. As much as I hate farming out part of this project, it's for Rick Harrison. And not only is he one of my most loyal customers, he's also my most demanding. So I'm glad my buddy Danny, who is one of the top car guys in all of Vegas, agreed to help me out. I brought him a few things before, but nothing this big. But judging by the showroom that he's got, I think it's the best decision I made all day.
Hey, Count.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Count.
How you doing, Tyler? Good to see you, man. What's up, Rick? How you doing, brother?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. Oh,
this,
boy.
Yeah, this is the dilemma.
Well, it's a cool car. I'm thrilled that it's a 150. I own Counts Customs right here in Las Vegas. We build wicked choppers and unbelievable hot rods. What's our timeline on this now?
We only have 3 months.
I mean, by the looks of it, we're doing a complete frame off with a whole lot of replacement.
I really don't know what he was thinking when he took on this project.
I bit off more than I can chew.
I've known Rick a long time, and if he's calling me for some help on this, I know he's got to be stressing out. So if Rick's concerned, I should be concerned. We do have our work cut out for us, don't we?
Yeah, I think if we can split that up,
yeah.
I think we might be able to get it done. We're still gonna be under some extreme pressure.
This is gonna be one of those all hands on deck sessions.
Right.
I'm honored to help on this project. We'll get Rick some sleep and we'll get the car done. But I guarantee it's gonna come down to the last minute. And I appreciate you bringing it out to me, and we're gonna make this thing happen.
This is gonna be a huge challenge, but with big risks come big rewards. I'm anxious to see what my guys can do with the help of Count and his team.
Well,
we've been working on this Chevy pretty much full time, but we have other projects we need to work on too. I bought this coffee shop sign recently, and having it just sit around isn't making me any money. I have a great vision for this piece, and it's really gonna feel like a before and after all in one.
I think Rick wants to keep one of these sides original.
All right, what is it?
It's an old coffee shop sign. I guess John Wayne always went to this coffee shop.
John Wayne, Lil Wayne's cousin?
This coffee shop sign is cool, but really rusted. I can already tell this thing's gonna be a pain to tear down, especially with Brentley.
This coffee shop sign is really moving along. My guys tore it down and Brettley sandblasted one of the sides. Now I'm painting one side shiny black and leaving the other side totally original. Ted, our artist, is gonna trace the graphics on the side that we're not restoring so that he can recreate it on the side that we are.
Everyone is pitching in on the Chevy. Phil usually does most of the bodywork on his own, but I'm volunteering to help him remove old Bondo and pull out dents.
This is a stud gun, welds the pan right to the panel. This is the slide hammer for it. Bump it up, go ahead, slide it up. Yeah, and see that helped it a lot. Came up and then
Whoa. Yeah,
we only got about 30 more down there.
The key feature on the coffee shop sign is neon lettering. Neon is sort of a lost art. While I personally haven't done it before, I'm always happy to learn something new. Cool place you got here. This place is awesome.
Rick gave me a call. He said he had a project that needed some neon done, so I'm gonna show him the whole process of how we make the neon. This is what he brought.
Oh, right, in. Right.
I just retraced all the centers for each letter.
Okay.
Basically, we just trace it on the reverse side. Because that's how we bend it. We bend it in reverse.
In reverse, yeah. And so it sits there and then you mount it up.
Yeah.
Let's get to town. I love to watch some of this.
Cool. All right. Today I'm going to show Rick how we heat up and bend the glass, and I'm going to show him the process of how we pump the gas into it. So heat it up until it starts getting soft enough. It'll change color a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And that'll let her know when it's ready to put on the pattern.
Awesome.
She's going to take it to the other burner, so now she's going to start welding the electrode.
So you're sealing the electrode to the glass by what she's doing right now. When the electricity is sent through the glass tubing, it charges the gas, and that's what makes it glow.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Now we're going to take it over to the bombarder where we pump the gas into it.
Okay. Looks more like a mad chemistry set.
Heat it up to about 500 degrees. Take all the air out of it.
That's cool.
Okay. It's ready. So I'm going to go ahead and put the gas into it.
Wow.
Now it's ready to come out.
So that's just gonna pinch that off. That's cool. No wonder it's a lost art. There's a lot of steps, chemistry, physics, and a little magic in order to make letters into light.
My dad gave me a call and told me to come down here to Counts Customs to help him with the 1957 Chevy. Most kids, after they get out of school, go to the mall, hang out with their friends, go eat food. I have to come here and work for free.
Well, Over the past weeks, both shops have been working really hard on this Chevy. Right now, I'm going by Danny's to check on the progress and lend a hand.
It looks good. You've done a lot of work. You couldn't save the bottom?
The floor was rotted completely. It was done. The supports were completely rusted out.
Oh, yeah. Much better on a nice new surface. Start all over again.
As much as we want everything on this car to be original, rust does take its toll. So while putting a new floor in this car isn't ideal, it'll be a lot safer for Rick Harrison's father.
Man, I love the smell of melted metal.
Same here, man.
Let's raise her up.
I've been driving back and forth between my shop and the Counts for over 2 months working on this Chevy. Beautiful, man. It feels like I've been working two jobs.
About a half a foot, 6 inches.
Nice.
Nice and easy coming down. Right there's good on this side.
One on this side. You guys want on that side?
We're good.
We're good back here. Looking good. Looking good.
Things have been crazy at the shop, but finally, things are starting to look up. Kelly was able to find a potential customer for this coffee shop sign. And since this Chevy project slowed us down so much, it would really help the bottom line if this thing sold soon.
Okay.
Even though it has that darn dent, huh?
Yeah, but we'll pound that out. Look at this.
That's ridiculous.
That's cool.
I'm a collector of items. I like things of the past. I just came down here to see what Rick had. Where is it?
Come on in here.
Okay, here we go.
This coffee shop sign came out amazing, and I'm so proud of it. But if I can't sell this thing soon, it's gonna end up burning a hole right in my wallet. I'm excited.
I hope you are.
What do you think?
Wow.
So I bought this from these pickers. This patina that's on this side, I really, really like, so I thought how cool it would be to leave one side plain.
Yeah.
Do all the neon and light it up.
Wow, I can't believe it. Yep. What does the other side look like, and how much is it going to cost? That's amazing.
Well, I'll show you the other side first. Check this out.
Let's see. Oh, my God.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Okay.
I feel like I need a cup of coffee after that. Gee.
This side is the restored side.
Uh-huh.
Made it all smooth, came in, shot it black, painted all those letters inside there. That's what the sign would look like in 1949.
Yeah.
New. This is gonna mount on the ceiling. As it spins, you're gonna see the way it was and the way restored. So now you get both worlds.
What would it look like lit up? That's what I want to see.
Tyler, you go hit the lights and we'll show them.
Yeah.
All right. One, two, three.
Wow.
You like it?
Yeah.
Neon to me brings back an era that things were real to me, you know?
Yeah. So
that's the finished side. Let me show you the other side.
Wow, that looks good too.
So you came to look at it, and are you interested in buying it?
I got a good deal. I'm a deal guy, you know?
Yeah, my starting on this is gonna be $12,500.
That's a little more than I and expected, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of it.
I know. But I was thinking more like 65.
Ouch. How about if we go to 10-5?
10-5. Can you go to 8?
Okay, well, the absolute lowest I can possibly go on this is gonna be 8,500.
85. Okay, that's a good deal.
$8,500,
but give some of it to your boy.
Yes. Come on in the office.
Let's go in the office.
I'll take some of your money.
Let's go get the money, yeah. It's going to go in outside, I think, on a rotisserie basis. I think it'll be a good attraction to my collection. Both sides, you're getting two for the price of one. That's what I like.
We need to make sure that these don't get scratched at all going down, okay, before we paint it. We've been restoring a 1957 Chevy for Rick Harrison. My buddy Danny has been a huge help throughout this whole project, and both shops have been doing a ton of work on this thing. Now it's time for us to get painted and assembled.
Good to see you, brother. What you hiding under here, man?
We got some goodies.
Here you go.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hood.
Beautiful. Shall we drag it on over there?
Yeah, we're gonna take it one at a time.
Let's do this.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait till this thing's finished.
Me too.
The goal was to take this thing from the scrap heap to the showroom. This project is really taking shape. And now it's on to my favorite part, paint. There is no other process in restoration that is as instantly gratifying as painting. When you lay down that first coat, the thing that you've been working on for weeks, maybe months, starts to look like the finished product right before your eyes. Oh my God, look at everything's laying everywhere.
I know, man. How'd it go in the booth?
Oh, the body came out beautiful. Paint job looks killer.
That's what we like to hear, man. Looks like Christmas exploded in here, brother.
We've been working on this project for such a long time. Now that it's been painted, we're into the home stretch. Maybe I can get some sleep soon. All I see now is we just gotta put it together, man.